Good morning. It's Monday, January 13th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. An 81-year-old Oconee man faces charges of a long-standing criminal relationship with a child. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reports.
The Oconee County Sheriff's Office says Arthur Vaughn Reynolds faces multiple charges of criminal sexual conduct involving a preteen girl. In a statement, the sheriff's office said Reynolds repeatedly assaulted a girl who was between the ages of 6 and 11. The incidents allegedly took place between 2012 and 2018. Authorities did not specify the nature of the relationship between Reynolds and the girl, nor the nature of the crimes the 81-year-old is accused of. But Reynolds faces at least 8 counts of criminal sexual conduct with a minor, including 1 first-degree felony count. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
Charleston's mayor will be sworn in today for a second term, as well as 6 city council members. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Henson reports.
The inauguration ceremony will be held at noon outside City Hall. Tecklenburg was reelected after a runoff race last November against City Councilman Mike Seekins. He has said his main priority is addressing flooding in the city. Tecklenburg was first elected in 2015 after longtime Charleston Mayor Joe Riley stepped down. 4 new council members and 2 returning will be sworn in as well. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
No school today or tomorrow for North Central High School in Kershaw County. The National Weather Service tells the state newspaper that an EF2 tornado with winds of 130 miles per hour was to blame for extensive damage to the school Saturday night. The Kershaw County Sheriff's Office says that in spite of all the damage, no injuries were reported. This year's session of the South Carolina General Assembly gets underway in Columbia this week. And like last year, education improvement will be first up. More from South Carolina Public Radio's Russ McKinney.
The state Senate is expected to begin floor debate on the massive school improvement bill this week. The House approved the measure last year. Attracting and keeping good teachers is the focus of improvement efforts. To that end, Governor McMaster and legislative leaders are supporting $3,000 teacher pay raises. McMaster is also calling for expanding full-day pre-kindergarten for 4-year-olds statewide. Aiding efforts to improve teacher pay is the $1 billion-plus surplus expected to be available for next year's state budget. Some teacher groups remain unsatisfied with the overall improvement bill. They're urging senators to make changes, or they'll consider another march to the State House. Last year, some 10,000 teachers took an annual leave day to go to the Capitol. Many lawmakers credit the demonstration for the House adding some items to the bill teachers were calling for. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.
A South Carolina school district's top choice to run school buses next year wants to pay drivers as much as $20.50 an hour. But the Post and Courier newspaper reports that the Charleston district's decision could come at a higher price. The district passed over longtime bus vendor Durham School Services when it announced plans to award a new 1-year bus contract to First Student, Inc. The contract is for around $24.7 million, a bit about $1.5 million higher than Durham's. Durham is formally challenging the intent to award the contract to First Student and has argued that the district inappropriately applied evaluation criteria. The city of Clemson is again relaxing its open container laws for a street party as the school's football team plays in the national championship game tonight. Downtown streets will close at 5 p.m. to set up viewing screens as Clemson takes on LSU. Police say the rules prohibiting open containers of alcohol will be lifted in the party area, but outside alcohol cannot be brought in. The party and suspension of the open container law ends at midnight. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.